Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, wow, wow! Dick Von Tau. This guy is a legend. He's a legendary broadcaster, sports announcer, and everything he does in college. The NBA comes in, does that, whatever. He announced today that he has cancer for the third time. And, you know, like I said, he's been doing this, been broadcasting for 41 years. You know, hearing about that again, what he's been going through has been crazy. But he did say that he's hoped to be ready for college basketball this season, this offseason. We'll see if that does happen, but my prayers do go to him and his family at this time. Good job. Good guy. Good guy. Well, we are 3 weeks away until WWE SummerSlam. We're going to do the prediction show on August the 4th. August the 5th will be SummerSlam. And, you know, with all everything going around, we're hoping to have some matches for that contest, that main event, you know, everything. Hopefully we'll find out one matches next week. We'll see what happens. The World Cup is next week. We'll start next Wednesday. United States will play till next Thursday at 9 p.m. on Fox. I will do the prediction show for them as well. On Friday's show, I'm going to pick three teams who's going to win it. And, you know, the Americans are going to be losing a lot of people. One of the girls is retiring after the season, after this is over. You're going to be going away for, you know, it's crazy how you say it, but time to walk away. Crazy, but we'll see what happens on that. What is going on with Eric Carlson and the Pittsburgh Penguins? What kind of game is San Jose playing against the Penguins? Now, everybody's saying that the Penguins have offered Jeff Petrie and Miguel Gramlin and Casey DeSmith and for draft pick for Carlson. Then there was another source that said the Penguins got Carlson. Then there was another source, Petrie, Gramlin, and two other draft picks were involved in the Eric Carlson trade. Now, what is going on? I have no idea. Can the Penguins land Eric Carlson, or is this another bust to say F you? It feels like San Jose is very, very screwing up the Penguins and the Hurricanes, who are also involved with this trade. And it feels like San Jose is playing mind games with both teams. Now, the Penguins do get, basically, land Carlson. That would be great, right, for the Penguins, right? Because you're going to have Letang, Carlson, okay, Malkin, Crosby. Crazy, right? Four guys who's known in this business, this hockey world, as good. You got two defensemen who just won an award just 2 weeks ago. You have the damn ESPY Awards going on right now, whenever that is, whenever that's going. Then you got Malkin and Crosby. Then the Penguins know they have to do something in these things. Now, they went out and got some good people, you know, some good players. But if the Penguins do land Erik Karlsson, they should win the Stanley Cup. We'll be here till 2026. Yeah. What are San Jose's mind games? I have no idea. But it's going pretty well for that team. Major League Baseball will resume the season on Friday after a All-Star game went pretty well for the National League. Because the National League won their first game against the American League for the first time since 2012. I know I like to say it because it's funny. But Major League Baseball will resume the season on Friday. Now, Mitch Keller pitched okay. David Bednar never pitched at all. So, the Pirates know this is a long homestand for the Pirates. The Pirates will play San Francisco this weekend at PNC Park. Then they will play Cleveland Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before going on another trip. I think they're going to California again. The Pirates know that the record is 41-49. Now, if they sweep San Francisco 44-49, they sweep Cleveland as well 48-49, they're right back in it. Now, can the Pirates get back some key players? McCutcheon, Keith Ryan Hayes should be back this weekend. And, you know, got some key players there who should be back. Can the Pirates get their head out of their asses and start winning? Now, they were in first place. The collapse crumbled. The Pirates are going to have a good second half this season. And they might. They might have a good second half, or they go climbing down again. You never know what's going to happen. We'll see what happens on that. How do you guys like the new creamsicle jerseys that Tampa Bay is going to reveal on October the 15th? Now, did somebody make an error? Or did somebody know something about that? Now, Tom Brady has a creamsicle jersey of Tampa Bay. To the NFL, Tom Brady never signed his retirement papers. He found them, but never signed them. The league is confused. So, does Tampa Bay know something? Does Tampa Bay know something? Now, they're saying doesn't have a creamsicle jersey. Brady does. But like I said, Like I said, according to the NFL, Tom Brady never even signed the contract, did not put his name on that retirement paper at all. When you get papers for retirement as an athlete, you must sign those papers. Now, Tom never did that. So, is Tom Brady going to come back? Now, people are saying he's a Raider, he's the owner of the Raiders. He must play for the Raiders. And that is true. The league said that if Tom does come back, he must play for the Raiders. No other team at all, because he's a part owner of the Raiders. Now, we'll see if that is really true. We'll see what happens on that. 3 weeks away until basically training camp.
I'm trying to tell myself that maybe she can't talk at the time, and
I'm questioning
that answer. But I'm
starting
to lose a little bit of confidence.
Is Kenny Pickett the answer for the Steelers? Yes. Was Mitch Trubisky? Hell no. Mason Rudolph should be the number two behind Kenny Pickett. Just because Mason is better than, Trubisky, I think everybody's better than Mitch Trubisky. And people were saying, when Kane took over, was not happy. He was pissed. He was yelling. Oh, this is bullshit. Basically, they were saying there was a fight in the locker room. I'm not sure. But Mitch Trubisky screwed the Steelers. Let me tell you why. Like I've been saying here on this program, that game at Acrisure Stadium, the Ravens, when Kenny went down, Mitch Trubisky lost that game on his own. He was out to screw the Steelers. Now, that game against Carolina, whoopee-doo, he won the game. Time, Trubisky is not the answer for the Steelers. Never was. Kenny Pickett is the answer for the Steelers. Now, should Trubisky be the backup behind Kenny? No. Now, everybody's saying that if Kenny would not get hurt against that Raven game, the Steelers would have been the team in the playoffs, because the Steelers went to Baltimore and they won behind Kenny Pickett. And I think it is true that Kenny Pickett saved Tomlin's season, because they went, what, 9-8, 9-7, 9-8, something like that, yeah. But I'm telling you this right now, in that game against the Ravens and the Steelers at Acrisure Stadium last season, if Kenny Pickett would have stayed in the game, Steelers would have won that game probably, and they would have been the team against the Bengals
in that playoff game. Not the Ravens. It's the truth. It is the truth. It's really the truth because that game was more important than other games and combined job. Did what he wanted and threw three interceptions in that game to screw the Steelers season. But that's what happened. Shit happens. And the Steelers couldn't do nothing about it. Was hurt. And I know Tomlin did not want to put Mason in. Oh, I'm going to put him in. No. My boyfriend, Stavinsky over there, I already talked to him. I gave him a smack on the ass. A little spanking he probably did. You know, say, told Stavinsky to bend over, let me spank your ass for you. You know, this ain't, trying to get motivated. I guess spanking on the ass didn't work. But I guess when they went to Carolina, I guess Tomlin spanked Stavinsky's ass one more time to help him out. And he won that game. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what happened in that game. But everything I'm saying right now is the truth. Because Mike Tomlin does not like Mason Rudolph. They brought him back because they needed another guy to be a third guy behind, you know, Kenny. But there you go. Can you do? Nothing you can do about it. Let's get to our musical guest. This guy is a legend. You know, he passed away, too. He died. So, ladies and gentlemen, here he is right now, Chuck Berry.
Hear you play your music and the sun go down. Maybe some
Berry, thank you to Chuck Berry and his great music for being here on the program here tonight. Chuck Berry was born October 18th, 1926, from St. Louis, Missouri. He died at the age of 90 in 2007 in Wisville, Missouri. He was the father of rock and roll. Basically, his genre was rock and roll, the rhythm, and the blues. You know, he was the great. He was good at what he did. Thank you to Chuck Berry for everything that you've done, and you know, music-wise. And like I said, thank you for being here on the program here tonight. The memory of our musical guests and stuff like that. We'll have one tomorrow as well. And I'll be back here tomorrow night here on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody have a good evening and talk to us tomorrow here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.